Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I'm Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this August 23rd, 2009 edition of the podcast, you will hear our interviews from Magic Live. Again, when we say from the front lines of the magic industry, this is one of those episodes that really mean it. Last week we said it, this week we say it again. Front lines, Magic Live, where magic came together over the last couple days last week. It was a real great time, but we got a chance to sit and face-to-face interview some of our favorite people. What you're going to hear on this podcast is a few of them, and we'll get started right now. But before that happens, I want to remind you that this episode of the Magic Week in Review, as well as so many others, are brought to you by TrickShotMagic.com. TrickShot Magic is your one-stop magic shop online, bringing you the old-fashioned brick-and-mortar experience. How do they do it? Well, it comes natural, friends, because they are, in fact, a brick-and-mortar shop in Old City, Temecula, and a huge supporter of this podcast. So we want to bring you the final winner of their Facebook contest. It's been going on for the last 3 weeks, and this is the final week. It was a month-long contest. Yeah, you just go over to their Facebook page, you became a fan of them, and then each week, Sam Blankenship, the proprietor of TrickShotMagic.com, went through all of his fans and picked one to get a $50 gift certificate. So, this week's winner, Matthew Jones of Vancouver, British Columbia, you are the winner. So, that's what it takes, man. Just go ahead. Please be a fan of them on Facebook still. But starting next week, we're going to start a new contest. And it's moving up the social network rankings one spot to Twitter, because I consider Twitter ahead of Facebook, at least in terms of buzz. I'm not going to start a fight about this. Just take it. Twitter.com/TrickShotMagic.com. Friend them now, because you don't know how they're going to give away free stuff next week. But remember, TrickShotMagic.com, your one-stop magic shop. We kick things off with, I mean, probably when we do erect the iTricks Hall of Fame for guests, first ballot inductee, Daniel Garcia. No words have to be spoken. Oh, look who I found at Magic Live. It's our old friend, Daniel Garcia. Daniel?
Yes. What?
How are you doing?
You come up to me, and all you see is, this is my good friend Daniel. Daniel, you didn't even ask a question. You shove a mic in my face, and I don't even know what to do.
I thought we were being friendly. This is a conversational interview. We're sitting on fun couches.
Never friendly with you. Ever. Ever.
This has been a ruse this entire time.
Ruse or aroused? Which one is that?
I don't know. Let's say column A and column B.
Tomato, tomato, pickle, onion. Yeah.
Now, you just got Symphony obviously is out, and you just wrapped filming on Daniel Garcia Project,
we are done,
right?
Man, we are done 100%. We got all. The only thing I got to do is a couple more tracks for the music, and we are good to go, man.
So you're doing all the music yourself?
Yeah, we're gonna do. It's gonna be two things. We're gonna do the music, and then have a couple of the other non-vocal tracks for background music and stuff like that. So yeah.
Where did you shoot it? What was the production schedule?
We did shooting in Texas, so we did all the performances in Texas, and then we did all of the explanations in Hollywood.
Now, I mean, you're working with the Buck Twins. Like, how involved are they from start to finish? Is it
extremely involved? These guys are great. I don't know if anybody has a chance to work with the Buck Twins, man. These guys are. They're incredible, bro. Seriously, they are on point. They're so professional. There's times whenever we were filming, and while we're eating dinner,
yeah,
they specifically would ask for a table by an outlet so that they could be uploading and editing while we're eating dinner. And it's just I at some points I had to be like, guys, just chill, man.
Hey.
Just calm down.
Can you knock it off?
We can have a good time. We can have a good time. And it was crazy because the stripper was really weird with a computer on her lap. You know what I mean?
So yeah, it's just yeah. I mean, if you've ever tried to find an outlet in a hash bar, it is an issue. The funny thing about the Buck Twins is that when they're funny,
nothing,
silly, viral.
Nothing funny about the Buck Twins. What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. The odd thing about the Buck Twins, of which I guess there are many, is, you know, their silly viral videos are better produced than 90% of all magic teasers.
100%. You know what's great is, like, is those guys are really funny, man. They're, and you wouldn't know just because they're always so quiet and they were kind of shy, you know, and these monster hands, right?
Yeah.
But, like, after about, look, I mean, this is probably the 300th time I've met them, they finally started to warm up to me, right?
Yeah.
And so being on the road with them, we were on the road because we toured Texas to film all the performances. We went to all the major cities in Texas.
Oh, really? Right?
Yeah. And so...
Which, by the way, is a pretty big state.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big under...
It's all right. It's a good size. It's a good size. and man, those guys are hilarious. They are so funny. It is ridiculous. Man, there was points where I was just dying. Like, I was almost in tears at the stuff that was coming out of these guys' mouths, dude. It was hilarious.
I heard, and maybe I saw him here. Maybe I'll ask him this. I heard a rumor that it's literally on the 19th time that you meet the Buck Twins that they start to all of a sudden it goes from like zero to Abbott and Costello.
It really is about that, and I'm pretty sure that was me that told you that. So.
Okay, good. Here we go. So I'll just say that Danny said it. All right. So when can we expect Daniel Garcia Project out? For people to purchase and love.
Shooting for Christmas, man. Shooting for Christmas, and as we look right now, we're ahead of schedule right now. Actually, we're ahead of schedule.
Is this like on DannyGarcia.com, Theory 11? Where will people be able to find it?
I haven't decided yet.
There we go. Up in the air.
We want it to be kind of a everybody, everything type thing, and eventually it will be. So we're working with different companies right now and talking, you know, in talks and stuff like that. So.
Well, I know. I mean, for a while you've been looking to build up DanielGarcia.com and do a redesign and everything. Like, is that coming along?
You know, this is the problem that I have with GarciaMagic.com is that I want it to be perfect, you know what I mean? And I want, there's so much stuff that I want that's possible, it's just finding the right people to do it. And when I find somebody that can do it, they don't have time. And I also want to be able to control it, you know what I mean? And I'm not a programmer by any means. When it comes to like the web and computers and programming, I'm retarded, you know? I can't do any of this stuff. And so,
have these ideas, man. I just need to get them out.
Just have these ideas. But when it comes to that interweb thing, man, I just don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an issue. There's certainly like the people that are most capable on the technical side are usually relatively shallow in the creative area. And then the most creative people can barely use a keyboard.
Yeah, man, I just can't. I don't know how to, when it comes to programming and web stuff, I can't, you know, design all that stuff, anything else on the computer I'm fine with, but when it comes to websites, I don't know anything about coding or any of that. So I'm trying to find somebody. I found a company right now that I think I'm getting ready to work with. We'll see what they can do, but I've got a lot of really good ideas, and I want it to be a fun site. I want it to be something with everybody. You know, I've never really been an exclusive type of guy. I hate magic politics. as you can tell. And so you're welcome. It's always been one of those really, really,
You got thrown off by thanks, Tom, didn't you?
I did. I know somebody came up, and I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
Because he was coming up to say hi, and I didn't want to be rude to him, but I had to be rude.
I hope you guys got the awkwardness that you're listening to right now.
I think he did. What's making it awkward is I'm staring at his butt right now. So I think he doesn't like that, actually. Oh, he's scratching.
He must work out.
Yeah, he does. Anyway, no, the thing is I have these ideas, and I want it to be fun. I hate magic politics. I've never ever been an exclusive guy, you know, like you guys.
Yeah.
Know. I've never gone with just one company. And so I want that to come through in my magic as well, and in my website. And so it's just it's like, how do I do this and make everybody? I want this community to freaking be a community,
want,
you know. Aww, I just want love,
you
man.
Want everybody
I just
to want love each
love.
Other.
I'm just trying to do a Bob Marley thing here. You
oh
know?
Man, are you a child of a broken home?
Man.
Because that's always a telltale sign.
My mom cheated on my dad. My dad cheated on my sister. I mean, it was just like a big ordeal, dude. I was just left high and dry. Once I decided to become a man from a woman, it was just like, you know, it was a tough decision. So
yeah, there we go. so let me ask you this: is it a goal to have it be done by the end of the year? Is it, like, is it a near-term goal?
My goal was to have it done 2 years ago.
Okay.
That was my goal. So that's a goal that I failed. Yeah, it was a big, epic fail right there.
Epic fail.
Epic fail. And so, so that's the, you know, that's the problem. And, you know, but it's a lot of, it's with things like, with like the Garcia wallet. The Garcia wallet is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's something that I have. I have one myself.
Yeah.
It's just getting them made for, whenever you release something, even though I've had this prototype, you know, I made my own prototypes. And so even though I've had these prototypes for, Jesus, 6-7 years now, you know, probably almost longer than that, actually, yeah. And whenever I want to get these made for people, I want it to be perfect if I'm going to put it out there. I can deal with the stitching not being, because it's mine, you know. But whenever you're going to do it, I need it to be perfect. I want that name. I don't want my name to be tarnished, you know what I mean? I want quality to come out. And so,
and especially with an item like that, where it's going to carry a bit of a higher price tag, and it's way, that margin of error is way, way, way thinner when you're taking, you know, a decent amount of money from somebody.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, so that's why things like that take so long. It's just, first off, I'm very picky.
Okay.
I'm very anal about things like that. And so it's kind of a curse, but I mean, it pays off at the end.
All right. Now, you've been showing around a little bit. Some of the beta, super early iPhone stuff that you've been that you've been working on, maybe, possibly. It's a rumors on the internet.
Possibly.
Now I know you don't want to get into specifics about what they are, but just philosophically in terms of iPhone applications, where are you coming from? Like, what do you want out of an iPhone Magic app?
You know, the thing is I think, like, I see Kenner's app, and I think it's brilliant. I think the method behind it's ingenious. You know what I mean?
It is.
There's no getting around that. It is ingenious. The problem that I have with iPhone apps right now, and the iPhone apps that I've seen that are out there, or any iPhone trick that I've seen that's out there, is one, it'll either be a novelty thing, and this is just for my style, by the way. This is all my personal view.
Yeah.
It's either it's really novelty, and it's just kind of like, oh, that's cute, which is cool, right?
Yeah.
And but when it comes to like a magic effect, the thing I've seen for an actual magic effect has been like, it's takes the place of the prop, you know what I mean? So it's like okay, this is going to use a deck of cards in my phone. It's like, well, why don't you just use a deck of cards, man? So I think that when you're thinking about these iPhone apps, and you're thinking about that, why not use the things that are already, you know, like built into the phone? And so it's not, it just turns your phone into the prop, as opposed to taking place of a prop of something else. You understand what I'm saying? It's hard to explain, you know, like using, like, you know, the notepad or something like that everybody knows is already, that way they don't think technology, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it can be some sort of, like, you know, like demon in the phone kind of thing, as opposed to like, here, let me do a magic trick for you.
Exactly, just something, you know, something different. Just using it as a tool. There's a good using it as a tool, as opposed to, so, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As opposed to it being the trick itself. So.
Or even, like, you know, it's just an element of your trick where the magic is still with you.
Exactly.
The magic's not in the phone.
I think that's the big thing, you know. And we all get on this pattern of thinking, a certain way of thinking, and I think that if we can kind of break that, you know what I mean, break that, especially with these type of things, it'd be great, man, you know.
Yeah. So. I think we have a really awkward magic fan that's just kind of sitting here hovering over the interview.
He is.
He's just picked, a thin film of earwax.
Actually,
oh, is that blood? Oh, he's bleeding from his ears.
Voice makes me bleed from the ear.
Oh, Andrew. Maine, how you doing? For people listening, I actually was Andrew Maine. I'm not just calling somebody Andrew Maine. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much all I wanted to ask.
Yeah,
you.
Man. It looks like
cool coming out.
I don't. You know what, man? I'm stoked about the Garcia projects. It looks like the show got out here and everybody's coming out, so it's gonna get kind of noisy. So I guess we'll just Are we gonna mutually wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
Danny Garcia, who was so awesome, we had to do the interview twice. That and technical difficulties. But we did it. Moving on, we have a interview with, and this is really the best part about Magic Live, is not only are there cool people, but there are cool people hanging out with other cool people. Marco Tempest was one of the hits of the convention with his augmented reality routine, which not only did he do live for the audience during one of the morning sessions, it got a standing O, to my knowledge, one of only a handful that happened at Magic Live, but he also gave us a walkthrough for iTrix. So head to iTrix.com to get the behind-the-scenes walkthrough where you see the actual software that he uses to do it. He shows how it works. Really, really fascinating stuff. But anyway, Marco Tempest, well, we were about to sit down and do the interview, and who walks by but Ryan Oakes, and boom, there we go. We got two of our favorite people on one interview. So here you go.
I am here at Magic Live with two friends of the site, Marco Tempest, and a quick cameo by Ryan Oakes. How you guys doing?
Hey there, iTrix fans.
We're doing great. We get a lot of magician's love here.
A lot of what?
Magician's love.
Oh, yes.
You know, on
yes.
the internet, you get blog love and the magic convention. So you get magician's love.
This is where we're the two rivers, the confluence of those two rivers of love right here. Ryan, what are you off to? You're running up to the dealer's room?
I'm running off to the dealer's room to pick up a couple of these Jamie Grant bottles, which are one of the cooler things in the dealer room, I think. Jamie Grant is the guy who puts the deck of cards in the bottle.
Yes.
And I actually have one already, and I think it is just the coolest.
Is that the nothing is, or anything is possible?
Anything is possible. Bottles? It is beautiful. I'm going to give it as a wedding gift this weekend to a close family friend. I'm picking a couple of those up.
What do you think of the Anything Is Possible bottles?
I want to know how he's doing it. We should put a webcam in his house or something,
and
or talk to his wife.
How he's doing the kind of volume he's doing. He's sold so many of these bottles. He must be on, overtime.
They're like $100 each, so it can't be all that,
He can't be getting them done in China.
Yeah, you know? No, he says he's doing them himself, so...
How does he do it?
Using some degree of impossibility.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Marco, I'll tell you what. You were a real huge hit with the augmented reality thing live. Now, you mentioned that you don't do a lot of convention work, right? This isn't something that magicians tend to see a lot.
Right. It's my first convention in about 12 years. The last time was, I think, FISM in Dresden. So, it's great fun. I didn't know what to expect. I had completely forgotten how much fun it is actually to hang out and all the stuff which happens.
So the augmented reality thing, how does that come together? And do you do something special for magicians, considering the audience that is going to see it?
Do I pretend I didn't do it yet, or?
No.
We talk about the experience. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did a talk on internet video distribution, which went really well, but I didn't want to just talk about my successes online. I really wanted to talk a little bit about openness and inclusiveness and kind of a new type of magic where you interact with the audience in a different way. So a good way to do that was my augmented reality card trick, which uses open source software. It's rigged up with free software. I'm using a PlayStation 3 camera, which is mounted on my glasses, a $40 camera.
Yeah, which is funny because people were talking about that to me today.
They think it's super high tech.
Yeah, I know.
It is super high tech, but it's very affordable high tech. So I use open source drivers, which we've been floating around, and we changed them a little bit around to make them a little better and a little faster. But basically, it's a very, very inexpensive setup, and it's a way to create something and then possibly share it with other magicians the way you would share research in academic circles.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking forward to other people doing stuff with tools like that, using open source tools and creating software and maybe sharing their ideas. I'm going to be releasing an iTunes application for iPod Touch and for the iPhone, which will enable magicians to play video on multiple screens, which I think is a lot of magicians these days like to have multiple video screens and play video in their stage shows and need an inexpensive way to synchronize video. So I created a piece of software. It's called Multivid. It's going to be released very, very soon.
Cool.
Which is going to be free at the App Store. It has has a little server application. People can download it and shoot videos to their iPods, connect them to bigger screens, and then synchronize video for their stage shows, for their installations, for their store displays, whatever they want to use it for.
That's fantastic. Now, real quick, Ryan, because I know you got to go. You mentioned when we were not recording, but you said you'd say it on mic.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I'm sure a lot of the iTrix traders, iTrix viewers like myself watched the YouTube video that you guys posted of Marco's augmented reality. And I thought it was cool, but I was sort of not as impressed by it as I was when I saw it live. I mean, first of all, you got the Magic Live 40-foot screen, which made it look fantastic. But just seeing it live and realizing that this really was augmented reality and the cards are being put down there, this isn't After Effects, it's not all post-production. It looked really fantastic. And people went nuts. I mean, no one here had ever seen anything like that. I think a lot of people in the audience hadn't even seen the YouTube video. So it came as a complete surprise, and it was really very well received here.
And also, it didn't look super routine. It wasn't there were a lot of mechanical movements for timing purposes. It looked very, very organic.
Right, and I'm also still working on it. I'm kind of showcasing it, and I think that's a new way to deal maybe also with online audiences, that you put some something out when it's kind of almost ready. It's presentable, and you
beta.
See it's beta, right? Yeah. It's like Google beta stuff,
exactly.
Right? So you put it out, and you see what other people think of it, and you get input from blogs and from your fans, and that's going to help you kind of, you know, bringing it to the next level or the next step and completing it.
But I don't even think that it was like that I was seeing a beta version. It was more that really, because it looked just as good then, but it's more just seeing it live, that you're actually putting the cards down. We're seeing the live feed, we're seeing the effects that come in afterwards, and you appreciate it a lot more.
I think it was like Gmail beta, you know, like it was pretty much done. We're just calling
it thank you. It's still in beta, isn't it?
No, it actually just came out.
No
but
way.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Are there all sorts of new features? Probably
no,
not.
No, absolutely
right?
Okay, not. Yeah. All right, well, real quick, anything new from you that you're working on besides the
iPhone? Give the guy a break. I mean, he's like constantly churning out new things, all right?
I know. We just want to know what's coming down the pike first. Come on.
My
balls.
This is one of the most innovative guys we know.
Of course.
I work on a bunch of new things. There's going to be a new YouTube video in about 3 weeks from now. I don't want to talk too much about it, but it's another new technology I'm working on, which I might be sharing with magicians as well.
Okay.
It has to do with projecting onto non-planar surfaces. Basically, you can project on anything you want, and the projection will follow whatever you want it to follow. So something very interesting to play, something very magical. And I'm also working on my full evening theatrical show, which will be up and running very, very soon.
And any ideas on where people might be able to see that?
Well,
you're all over the world.
We just booked a venue for next May in Berlin, and we booked a preview version of it in Japan for the end of this day, end of this year. Sorry. So and somewhere in between, I hope to set it up somewhere, maybe in a small space in New York, or it's a smaller show. It's like 600, 800, maybe 1,200 people. It's not a stadium show.
Okay. Well, I think it would be very, very exciting to see. How about you, Ryan?
I would love to see it. I might have to travel to Germany to see it, but I would love to see it.
Come down to my studio. I'll show you some of the
stuff. There we go. All right. Maybe I'll get the dress rehearsal in the studio in New York.
Do you have anything new coming up?
What do I have coming out? We have with my product line with Catica, the toy sets. We got a new set coming out in October I'm really excited about. I'm going to be in Dallas for the Dallas Toy Fair, and we're going to be debuting it then. So that should probably hit the market in the winter, probably for the Christmas season. Anyway, new product I'm excited about with them.
And then we're lucky enough to be joined by Andrew Mann. Andrew Mann, what do you got coming up?
I'm just a big fan of these guys. I just came here to watch.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you all for talking with us.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Again, if you haven't seen our behind the laptop, if you will, footage of how Marco puts on his augmented reality bit, please head to iTricks right now. Or if you want to know about all the videos that we put up before we sometimes even put them up on iTricks, subscribe to our YouTube account. Just because we want to keep this podcast so chock full of goodness that you'll never forget it, I'm going to slip in a bonus interview that we did exclusively on our iTricks Twitter feed. If you weren't subscribed to it, boy, did you miss out. As the interviews happened, I was putting them up on the Twitter feed using Audio Boo. So here's one that we did with a Flamingo headliner and friend of the site, Nathan Burton, outside of the first showing of Magic Live on Stage, Nathan Burton. And actually hear a quick cameo from his sister, who's the production manager for the show, Emily Bird. So here we go. You guys are never going to believe who I'm talking to right now. It is Nathan Burton. Nathan Burton.
We're here live on iTricks. We're in front of the showroom waiting to go in. They had technical difficulties. The first show, the hazers went off. Fire marshal came in, shut down the entire hotel.
Mel Stripper.
There's magicians everywhere. And we're waiting for the next show, and you're off to a gay club, right? Is that correct?
I'm going to a gay club where gays mix and mingle to go see after the show. But really, the thrill of the night, and you have to understand, considering there was emergency personnel here, mixing with the throng of adoring fans that follows Nathan Burton wherever he goes, it's literally pandemonium.
Wow, it's crazy. Wow, that's exciting. I don't know where we go from here, but
I don't know.
We need an ending for this bit.
Okay. All right. So what's the big ending then?
What's the beginning?
How do we figure this out?
I want you to give from 1 to 10 a review of the show that I'm about to go see. Be honest.
I'm gonna give it an 11 because it's that good.
Wow.
It
I'm excited
is that
to see
good.
It. Favorite thing you've seen in the entire convention?
So far, well, besides Nathan Burton, of America's Got Talent?
I have not even done anything yet. Wednesday morning session.
Of course. Yeah, there we go. So Wednesday the morning session will be my
What's your favorite
highlight.
Thing to
speak? So far, I would have to say just and unironically, seeing everybody
that's great.
I talk to online is literally
They're here.
Like, the coolest thing on the planet.
If you're here, you're one of them. You're the it factor if you're here.
Exactly. And you're getting to mix and mingle.
Mix and mingle.
Is definitely it. But I'm looking forward to your...
If the South Point burned down right now, we'd lose a lot of great magicians.
Which it came close to, apparently, during the first show.
But you know what? It would be on iTricks the very next day.
Within minutes.
Within minutes. There would be people burning.
We would be Twitter viewing it.
There would be melting thumbtips everywhere.
Thank you very much, Nathan.
iTricks Live in front of the showroom. We're out.
Nathan Burton does a show at the Flamingo every afternoon. I think it has one dark day, but that's not important. And it was one of the shows that I got a chance to go see again when I was there, and it is fantastic. Nathan does a really, really great job, and it is, my opinion, my favorite afternoon show in Las Vegas. It gets that stamp. So please go see it at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino. And, you know, his entire family works there. So just pull somebody who's walking around, looks like they have a headset on, and they're probably related to the Burtons, or they are a Burton, and just say, hey, iTricks sent me. And they'll know because, you know, yeah. But to bring it on home, I want to give you guys a little taste of what the grueling convention life is like, you know. So after 4 days, everyone's tired. No one slept more than 4 hours per night because everybody wants to stay up and session and hang out with people they don't normally get to be face-to-face with. So this, my friends, is a rare glimpse into the last day. This is it. This is over. This is after the convention. Me, Kostya Kimlet, Tom Isaacson. Enjoy.
We are here at Magic Live. Oh, actually, it's not. Technically, we're just a bunch of dudes.
We're barely
sitting around.
This is ridiculous. How are we doing this?
The lobby of the South Point Hotel and Casino. Justin, Robert Young, of course. Kostya Kimlet,
yep.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing wonderfully tired.
Wonderfully tired.
Yes.
And Tom Isaacson.
I'm slightly awake. Fully awake, but I'm doing well. Good convention.
Did you have fun, man? What'd you see? What'd you like?
I saw.
I think you might need to talk a little louder.
I think Guy Hollingworth's thing at Expert at the Card Table was one of the coolest close-up shows you probably could ever see or hope to see in Magic, so that was a pretty cool experience.
You know, I'll tell you what, the thing about that is, like, anybody who criticized it during that first day was like, oh, it's not going to be for laymen, it's relying on, like, a bunch of magicians looking at it being like, oh my god, that pass is invisible. But, like, I mean, from my point of view, it was fantastic. I mean, I thought, like, you know, really, obviously, the card stuff bridged the storytelling, but, like, the storytelling was great.
It was just a great, dramatic ending. It's the whole thing. It was very, very well done.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
I mean, I'd love to see him do, I mean, I don't know where he's doing it, but, like, you know, if you do it, that's outside of here. But I think it's...
You'd be curious to see how the lay people would respond to it. But I think they would get the story because there's an emotional hook. And it was well-directed, well-produced, well-presented.
Yeah, and I don't want to, like, you know, spoil alert to anybody who plans on seeing it. But it's like, it's not just like a story about a boy learning about magic. It's like the whores are murdered. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's like some wild going on. I had to bleep my own podcast. That's how, you know, here we go. That's how you know how late it is. I had to get bleeped on my own podcast.
Yeah. Nice, man. Yeah, we've been having a good time. I honestly saw so much good stuff and so many wonderful people here. It's almost too much. So many things going on. I've been running around trying to see everything in every session.
You can't even keep track of everybody.
One guy going up the elevator that I hadn't even seen in 3 days from Peru. I was like, hey, when'd you get here? You know? What happened? So it's really one of the best conventions, and it's packed, and it's 4 a.m., and you still look around. There's superstars all around us right now.
Yeah.
It's so great. Marco Tempest, Luis de Matos, Apollo's over there. They're hanging. Everybody here.
Cool.
Guy Hollingsworth is just hanging out over there, and he's chilling. He's taking a break from working his shows. It's really a convention where you look around. All these wonderful stars are here to share and to really be a part of it. That's the nice thing, is there's really not much ego here. Everyone's down to earth. Everyone is sharing. And I've seen more magic in these 4 days. It'll keep me happy for a year now.
Yeah, and really, I mean, like, I'll tell you what, you can say that again about the names, man. Like, it was really, really, really
powerhouse. Absolutely.
Yeah, action-packed in terms of that. Was there anything that maybe you would like to see more of at the next match? Have anything you guys might change?
You know, they come up with stuff. That's what the great thing they do is that they brainstorm. Yeah. They try to be different.
Well, let me ask you this: the elective. Do you think that worked? Or, I mean, just for people who don't know, at this time, instead of just having morning and afternoon sessions for everybody on one of the days, you were able to break out into different kinds of things. You had like what three?
Yeah, they three electives.
Four electives. Yep. Yeah.
Which is great because it's like any other real convention in the real world, that's what they do.
Okay.
And so this is what's great about this convention is that just like a good non-magic convention, they give you the notes, they give you a package, they give you all the stuff. And I thought the electric thing was great. I think it's probably difficult to coordinate, and I'm sure some people wish they could have seen something that they didn't get to. But I think the guys in the marketing workshop did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
They worked really hard, and... creativity was very everything. Yeah. I think, and everyone told
that
me
was,
from different ones.
Brad Ross, David Sandy, and some other guy.
Some other guy. Yeah. I don't know. It might have something to do with that.
Yeah, maybe Andrew something. I don't know.
Well, those guys, Brad, all those guys, they really gave a lot of stuff away.
Yeah.
I really didn't think that they held back. Each one of them contributed something special, and I really enjoyed that session a lot.
Yeah.
So, sorry if you missed it.
I know. Well, that's why we have these podcasts. We can just tell you what you missed and make you more jealous about it. Tom, what electives did you go to any? Or
I did the marketing elective and then the scripting elective, and I think I missed the Legal Eagle one. But, but you know, I picked up a couple things from both, and, you know, nothing, I would say, game-changing for me, but, you know, at this point where I'm at, you know, even little details, little things you pick up are still really valuable.
Yeah.
You know, and you apply them. So, you know, if you can go into one thing and take out one or two little bits of advice that help kind of, you know, change things up for or help you, then it's worth it.
Of course, you know? Man. Get one little thing out of it. I went to the legal one.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the old joke, if your wife and your lawyer are drowning, and you have a choice. Do you see a movie or do you go to lunch?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
Well, I'll tell you what.
On that note,
let's just get. You have a warning.
Yes, I've been all this weekend. I've been performing the new trick. This is the first convention that this was released at, and I was showing it to everybody. And I'm really happy because this is a trick that I've been working on for a year, and I was so happy to finally show it to all my friends and release it, and everyone's loving it. And it's kind of weird for me because even though I've been lecturing and teaching for a long time, and I see people doing my material, this is the first time where I've created a trick and I've now let it out there, and I see everyone now doing it and playing with it and doing their own little versions and touches.
Yeah.
And I think it's so cool to see that.
Well, it's gotta be crazy organically though at this conference, because you really just, I mean, because and no, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but like, it was one of the most buzzed about tricks that I heard about just as a guy walking around like, oh my god, you see what Coach is doing with the lighter?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean,
so it's gotta be crazy to just be like hey, I'm just gonna lay this on the table here, and everybody just do what you want. Just go ahead. And see it happen over 4 days. That's got to be crazy.
It was really cool. Everyone was coming by and they want to see the trick and everything. It was just great. And I know they're going to use it. That's what I love about this trick, is that anyone who's gotten it and who sees it, they're like, whoa. In a second, you realize, okay, this is something I'm going
to
do.
There we go. A gift to smokers everywhere.
And not even. No, you don't have to. Because other people say that. No way. You don't have to.
I mean, it can be a gift to many, but... it's certainly among them are people that smoke,
yeah,
right?
But you don't have to, because I frame this trick.
No, of course
well,
not.
Actually, the framing for this, I'll tell you this, is I tell people, maybe we'll talk about this another time, a little more in detail, but it's more like, if you don't smoke, and the reason you don't smoke is it's dangerous. Well, what's even more dangerous is this. Let me show you. And it's a nice transition for if you don't smoke.
There we go.
Absolutely.
But also if you smoke, it comes in help.
But also a teasing frustration for those under 18 that were trying to buy it from you.
Yes. you cannot buy it. It's no. Under 18, you're not allowed.
Oh, really?
Hey, slash paper.
Over 18?
It's a very safe thing. So if you buy it online, you got to use your credit card. That means you're over 18. That's fair. But otherwise, you know, it's the deal.
And Tommy, what do you got working?
That's classified as of now, which is another way of saying I don't know, maybe. I've got a few things in the works, which I've said that over the last probably year, but I think within the next month or so I'll probably have some sort of idea or information released on it as to what will be coming out next. But
any hints, directions, broad strokes?
Does it use feather bouquet flowers and silks?
Okay, who told you?
All right. Well, where can people get more information about the both of you? Websites, Twitters, Facebooks,
My Twitter page or Facebook usually is where the people that our listeners probably add me, so Facebook or Twitter or...
Do you have one of those fancy Facebook URLs now? Is it like...
I got facebook.com/TomIsaacson. But then it's, you know, it's weird because you got, like, family and then Magic Kids and, you know, you got to...
It's weird because you get clients, you get friends, you get a little bit of everything on there. It's a little tough to kind of balance
Facebook
it.
Is rough because, like, I'll have, like, a bunch of kids, like, I'll have, like, people who listen to the Chris Angel podcast. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm going to go see Believe. Isn't that crazy? And then I'll have, like, my friend who's, like when I posted a thing, like, oh, I ran into Blaine, he said he rids eye tricks. Like, oh, I bet you bleeped in your pants. And so it's like, wow, this surely is a hitching post to...
Right.
Everybody I've ever met.
Mom, don't read this. Yeah, no, it is. It's which is kind of cool that way because you get to meet a lot of people. I'm on Facebook, so you can always find me on there. I don't know what my fancy thing is. No one can say my name, much less spell it, so I'll spell it.
Everybody who listens to this podcast can say Kostya Kimmler.
You say it right, but you actually say it well. KostyaMagic.com. KostyaMagic.com.
Russian3cartridgeboy.com.
I should get that. So that's my website for magicians, KostyaMagic.com. They can go on there and they can do everything. I got a bunch of new stuff coming out that I've been really excited about. New performance DVD, CD of no card stuff. So two ebooks of non-card stuff. And everything else is on there. So I love hearing from magicians.
Stuff all rocks.
He's oh,
all
absolutely. Got really,
you guys are too
good. I think that kind of goes without saying. And, you know, I'll tell you what. We got an email requesting you, number one, back on the Magic Week in Review.
Oh, cool.
But I think what people really, really want to see is, and we'll have to work it out, is the clinic. Where people send in their videos, your workshop.
That's really cool. You guys are doing
online.
That.
But we'll figure that out.
About
you're tailor made.
I love it. Thank you, man.
Thank you guys very much.
You got
Thank
it.
You, man. And all of you can make it magic live next time.
Eat it. I didn't really mean that eat it part. You know, I'm sorry. It was late. I'm not gonna make apologies. I you know, whatever. I said what I said. Let's get over it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast because I really had a lot of fun doing it. Again, thank you to everybody at Magic Live for making this happen. Thank you to Andrew Main, for which, if it were not for his patronage and creation of iTrix, this kind of reporting just wouldn't happen. So until next time, show@iTrix.com if you have any feedback. And my name is Justin Robert Young, Justin R. Young on Twitter. Bang a gone.
That's right. Let's go grab some water. You want a water?
It's water.
Let's get a water.
It's water time.
Or juice. You want a juice?
Juice time.
Do you have juice?
Big time.
Juice.
Let's go.
Juice time.
iTrix.com.